So the Lord has a different reason why you're here. Again, my team is so wise. They know that without a script, I'm going to go off someplace and will never come back. And so I do want to honor the script. Why bring the oil here? That's a great question. Why are we doing this here? And it has nothing to do with a nice event. Zero for us. Why are we here? Well, the back of my shirt says hope, healing, presence. These are all related. And so as a church, we've been praying in His presence and asking, do you have any plans for this city and the nations? And if Jesus said, I don't have any good plans, then I'm going to pack up and leave. Or I am going to just have a church where people are comforted. But He began to share with us, I have great plans. Plans that you don't know of. Plans of revival. Plans of healing. Plans of transformation of cities and nations, including the U.S., including my own Nineveh, the D.C. area. I've been running away from this place for many years. Not here. I was raised here. I know how hard it is here. You have too many smart people here. You have too many powerful people here. You have too many self-sufficient people here. They don't need God. And what I know is if you don't need God, revival rarely occurs. And so I always struggle with the belief that revival will come here. It could come in China. It could come in Africa. It could come in Brazil. But not here. But He kept on saying, no, I'm going to bring something here. So out of that presence, I began to have hope. We began to have hope. And the hope is the belief that God is on the move. God wants to do not something that's repeated in the past, but something much more powerful. Something different. Not that God is bored, but He knows that the battle is more intense. He knows the strongholds are terribly hard. And so He wants to do something different. He wants to bring healing. Not just of an ankle or the heart or even something serious like cancer. He wants to bring healing among people, in relationship. Reconciliation, recreation, the new creation. What the Bible talks about when Jesus comes in power. So we are here. We're hosting this event because of the hope, healing, and presence. This morning I was in prayer and two things just struck me. I was so humble before the Lord. I say, Lord, I've been praying for revival, but I recognize that You are the one who's wanting revival. So I just humble myself and receive. And it's like we want to repent sometimes because we want God to be merciful. But a lot of time God wants us to repent because He wants to get us ready. All right. And so today I was just terribly humble. And I prayed for the Georgia team before I met them. And I just got one word, beautiful people. Beautiful people. They drove up here 13 hours. And we were already blessed this afternoon. So I want to honor them by introducing them. I've known them for, I don't know, 6 hours. But in the spirit, we're already friends and we have good hamburger, right? Yeah. So food is always great for fellowship. So I want to introduce our Georgia friends, okay? The names are easy because there's two Jerrys and a Johnny, all right? And a Rob, all right? And so I want to first ask Leslie and Johnny to stand up. Leslie and Johnny, if you would turn around. I'm going to ask Joy and Jerry. Jerry is the man who owns the Bible. This is Joy. The man who did all the driving is the other Jerry. Jerry and Darla, if you would stand up and face the group. And the man that we're going to get an extra, extra large shirt, Rob. And Barbara, if you would stand up. They're so humble. They came here for Jesus and you. Amen. I mean, everything is like, oh, we don't need anything. So thank you for coming. I do want to also thank Erin Horton. She is a pastor and worship leader, powerful woman of God. She's from Texas, and she lives in New York. And Johnny said, on purpose, you moved from Texas to New York on purpose. And if God says so, then that's on purpose. And her father, Jim, back there, is here. We have some mission partners that we sow into and pray into. And Pastor Juana and Suat, if you would stand up, I want them to see you. The House of Prayer movement in Bangkok, Thailand is because of them. It's small, but it's growing. So if you hear that phrase, Bangkok House of Prayer, it's this beautiful couple. Humble, prayerful, thoughtful, considerate. Amazing. We have a handsome and beautiful friends from California, Chris and Chung Ho. They don't expect this at all, but if they would stand up, they work for Youth with a Mission. So it's amazing that we are here. Before we do offering, I want to declare something. By training, I'm a philosopher. I'm going to bear with me a little bit. The acts of speech can be called locutionary acts. Okay, don't worry about that word. But sometimes those locutionary acts function as illocutionary acts. Okay, meaning the words do something. So when the pastor says, I declare that you are man and wife, the illocutionary act is to marry them. And when Jesus says, be healed, the illocutionary act is that they get healed. He says the locutionary act of saying those words, but those words have the power to do the healing. And so when God said, let there be light, those are the words, but creation started in. That's the illocutionary acts. Okay. And I want to declare God's goodness. I want to declare God's purposes. I want to do this because as I've been praying, and it's not a heavy thing, but there's all kinds of different thoughts and feelings and attitudes, and I want to just declare God's purposes for us here tonight. So I'm going to do the locutionary act of saying some words. But the illocutionary act are the words that carry power and authority. Okay. So in Jesus' name, I declare your goodness over all the people here. I declare your purpose over all of us here tonight. I declare healing of the body. I declare joy of the heart. I declare dead dreams to come alive. I declare hope to arise. I declare a fire that will touch the hearts and the bones of your prophets in this place. raise up a mighty army. Even tonight, they came perhaps out of deep curiosity, but they will leave this place conscripted, drafted. So I declare your purposes, your intentions be fulfilled here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. If I could have Holly. Oh, Holly. Oh, for the offering, right? Oh, let me do it. Okay. Offering. We want to take up an offering. 100% of the offering will go to our beautiful people from Georgia. Okay. So, cash. You don't have to write anything on the cash. That's how the cash works, you know. Just put the money in the bag. But if you write a check, you got to put some words. The locutionary act of writing words. You got to, and so make it payable to Flowing Oil Ministries. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just do want to thank you for the joy of giving. It's the joy of giving. And we ask that you would release more of your blessings as we give unto the beautiful people from Georgia. They're not the oil people. They're going to be called the beautiful people from Georgia. We ask that you would take them all over the world. Bless all that they do. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen.
While you're preparing to give offering right now, we just want to share something with you, an opportunity to give back to the Lord, your testimony of healing. We've already had one report tonight about a healing. When they came in and took a vial of oil, couldn't swallow because of a thyroid condition. Put the oil on their throat. Immediately able. Thank you, Jesus. All the glory to you, God. So we have an opportunity for you to share. If you're okay being on camera, come find me. My name is Holly. And we're going to record you. We're going to just take you somewhere and record your story. The reason why we're doing this is not so we can just have something to post on YouTube. It's not so we get likes on social media. It's because we want to represent the Lord. We want to make His name known and His glory be known in the nations. I didn't come up here to preach though. So if you're getting excited and you feel it and you get healed, what does healing look like? Something that you came in that was visibly detectable and you see a change, you feel and you experience a legitimate change. Please come find me. Our amazing media team is here. They're going to work and they're going to take a quick video of you. Please. We're going to be doing this throughout the weekend. So even tomorrow, during the day and in the evening, just come find us. Okay. Continue to give the Lord your thanks and praise.
Amen. Amen. We want to bless the Georgia team. I'm going to ask them to stand up and face that way. And I am going to ask you to extend your hands towards them. If the whole team could stand up and just face the crowd here. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the beautiful team from Dalton, Georgia. Fully given over to you. They came to love you well and love God's people well. They love to love whoever's in need well. So we bless them in Jesus' name. We bless them with your power and grace. We bless them with your favor and breakthrough. Thank you so much for all of them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Now Johnny's going to preach. There's a preaching anointing right here. Amen. And so let's welcome Johnny.
So how many are tired? Somebody said no, and one girl was yawning back there. I want you to stand up. We do this everywhere we go, and tonight's not going to be any different. We told the Lord in the beginning we would not let this become common. That with the way that our world is and the way technology is, Hollywood can make you believe anything. But they can't make a Bible flow oil. They can't do it. And we told the Lord in the beginning that we would not let this become common. That it's just as brand new today as it was on January 27th, 2017. It's just as brand new. The oil that flows today is just as new as the oil that flowed on January 27th. So we're not going to let it become common. We're not going to be manipulated by circumstances or people or things. We're just going to worship the Lord, and we're going to enjoy Him, and we're going to watch Him perform miracles and do the things that He wants to do. And in just a second, we're going to celebrate all night long. We're just going to celebrate all night long. God is wanting to move, and He is wanting to bless, and He is wanting to do miraculous things, but He wants to do that to the earth. But the only ones that will experience it are the ones that are hungry and going after Him and seeking Him. If you're just here and hoping He'll do something, well, He probably will, but it probably won't be with you. I want to talk to you tonight about something that I've never really talked about before, but about being filled and baptized constantly in the Holy Spirit. And I'll say some things, and if you've like me, you raised up all your life religious box. People say you got to do this, and you have to do this, to do this. And if you don't do this, you can't have this. But I don't want to approach it from that standpoint. I just want to let you know that there is benefits and there is blessings that are for us if we want to pursue what God has for us. And if you don't want to, that's your business. But I am going to tell you this, that God is seeking a hungry people. He's seeking a people that want Him more than they want life, more than they want blessing, more than they want healing, more than they want money, oh yes He is. He's wanting a people to love Him for Him. If He never heals you, will you love Him? If He never restores you, will you love Him? But the thing is, if you do love Him, He will restore you. And He will heal you. So it's a win-win situation. But what I'm telling you is tonight, love Him more than the blessing. Love Him more. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. You know, in the world, we give thanks after we receive. But in the kingdom, you give thanks before you receive. So thank Him tonight for what He's going to do. Thank Him. Lift Him up. Lift Him up, lift Him up, lift Him up, lift Him up. Lift Him up, lift Him up, lift Him up. Oh! Thank You, Lord. 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 What are you here for? Did you come to see a Bible that was flowing with oil? Or did you come to sit in the presence of the Lord who's caused the Bible to flow with oil? I'm not trying to hype you up or hype Him up, but I'm telling you, there's this move and this awakening that's going across the earth. And you can't stop it. You can't stop it. You can't stop it. Man can't stop this thing. The political arena may take prayer out of school, but they can't stop a move of God. I'm telling you tonight, we're in for one of the most fantastic things that we've never seen in all of our life. And the thing about it, we don't know what it is. We're just waiting on God to do whatever it is He's going to do that we don't have a clue, that we don't know. But it's got to be good because we feel it in our gut and it's churning. So We don't know what he's doing. We don't know what it is, but we know he's up to something. So we just say together, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come on, say that with me. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Yes! 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 Sit down. I mean, will you please sit down? You got to understand one thing about me. I don't know what that is. I love the Lord. I'm passionate about what he's doing. So I'm out of the ordinary. We're all out of the ordinary. You look at Jerry, he's got the Bible. He's out of the ordinary. You look at me and the way I get up here and do, I'm out of the ordinary. But it takes out of the ordinary for God to do out of the ordinary. So I don't apologize for anything. I don't apologize for anything. But I want to talk to us. I want to tell us what I believe has to happen for him to do what he wants to do, what we're wanting him to do. The Bible says in Acts, and we're going to celebrate. So if you're tired, and too bad. Because we're going to celebrate right into the time that that ministry starts. And so whenever we're celebrating, you see, here's the thing. Here's the thing. When something happens on the earth in the natural, we celebrate all night after it happens. But in the kingdom, in the spirit, we celebrate all night before it happens. So we're going to celebrate all night tonight before it happens. The Bible says in Acts, the 17th chapter and the 28th verse. How many here are born again? Stand up if you're born again. Now see, if you're not, you're out of the ordinary. Because look at the crowd. You're born again. We're born again, but we don't realize what we have. We don't realize who we are. We don't realize what we're in store for. We don't realize what we carry. So tonight, before you know who you are, and before you know what you carry, won't you look up to heaven and say, thank you, Lord, for who I am. Thank you, Lord, for what I carry, although I don't have a clue. Now thank him for it. Yes! 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 Sit down. The Bible says in Acts, the 17th chapter, the 28th verse. It says, in him we live and move and have our being. We've heard that all our life. The Lord told us when this thing started. He said, the word I'm giving you is restoration. Now he said in this restoration, he said, Johnny, you've got to trust me. Because when we do this, and it's happened, people come up to me and say, how you think God's going to do that? And I say, I don't know. He didn't tell me how he's going to do it. He just told me to declare it and told me to say it. So he said, the word's restoration. And he said, what I'm going to do, he said, I'm not just going to heal. He said, but when I heal, I'm going to go and I'm going to restore everything that sickness has affected. I'm going to restore family. I'm going to restore jobs. I'm going to restore money. I'm going to restore savings. And when I get through, they never were sick. That's restoration. Now the Bible says, in him we live and move and have our being. When you break that, you see, I broke that down. And here's what it says. It says, in him we live. And the word live means that in him we have a cause. Now, it doesn't just mean we have a cause, but in him we live a cause. And you know what that word cause is? Restoration. So it says, in him we live restoration. Now it says, in him we live restoration. In him we live and move. Now it says in him we live restoration and we move. And the word move means motion and fruit. So here's what he's saying. In him we live restoration. And the reason we know it is because we move in movement with fruit. So I'm restoring you and I'm giving you your family back and your job back and your health back and your money back. And I'm restoring everything that sickness affected. You're moving in restoration. So he says, in him you live restoration and in him you move restoration. And it says, in him we live and move and have our being. And the words, the term have our being means we are. So here's what he says. He says, in him we live restoration. We move in restoration because we are restoration. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Salvation is instantaneous, but sometimes restoration is a process. And we're set on being saved, but we're locked down in being restored. So we serve the Lord poor. We serve the Lord sick. We serve the Lord divorced. We serve the Lord hurting. We serve the Lord depressed. We serve the Lord striving. We serve the Lord with anxiety. But we've been programmed that when they say, how are you today? We say, oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. Because we've been programmed to say that. How many of you are born again? Raise your hand. Did you know that you are restored? Keep your hands up. Don't be ashamed of it. Did you know that you are restoration? That in you moves restoration. In you lives restoration because you are restoration. But if you don't know that you are constantly being restored, then you sit here and we don't know who we are and we don't know what we have. But I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, if we'll believe the word of the Lord, as you sit here, you don't sit here idle, but you sit here in the presence of the Lord, being restored from one realm to the other, if we'll believe it. Yes. 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 Now, lift your hand up. Look over at your neighbor and say, it just as confident, just as cocky, in a humble way. But look at him and say, I am restoration. And ask them, what do you need? Ask them, what do you need? Now take that hand and lay it over on them and say, be restored in the name of Jesus. Yes! Yes! Come on, be restored. Be restored. Yes! Yes! Don't sit. When people sit down beside you, they ought to start vibrating. They ought to start sweating. They ought to start crying. They ought to start moving because restoration is sitting down beside them. And restoration is not idle. Restoration is moving. Oh, we ought to all be vibrating. Yes. Yes. But we don't know it. What do you do now? Raise your hand if you're saved. Keep your hands up. Do you feel anything sitting beside her? Huh? Not really. Do you? You should be because she's restoration. Do you feel anything sitting beside her? You should because she's restoration. Do you feel anything sitting beside her? You should because she's restoration. Because the Bible says, for two or three are gathered together, but listen, the original is, where two are gathered together, I'm the third. So between you and you, he ought to be sitting there, and he ought to be moving, and he ought to be restoring, and we ought to be worshiping, and we ought to be shouting, and we ought to be glad. If he can make a Bible flow with oil. You see, this is the miracle, but it's not the answer. This Bible and this oil is a sign and a wonder that follows the believer. How do you know there's a move going on the earth? Because there's something supernatural happening. How do you know that there's an awakening? Because there's a sign and a wonder that's going around the earth. How do you know that restoration is being moved on the earth? Because there's a sign and a wonder. And why we want to come see a Bible flowing with oil, not me. I want to come have an encounter with the Lord and be restored. That's just a sign. That's just a wonder. That's just a sign. He's the reason I'm here. Whew. The Bible says in Luke, the second chapter, I'm going to read a lot, so I won't chase rabbits. The Bible says in Luke, the second chapter, it talks about when Jesus and his parents, they were leaving, and they thought Jesus was with them. And they got about a day's journey, and they realized he wasn't with them. So they went back looking for him. And when they got back looking for him, he was in the temple teaching at 12 years old. And so Mary said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them, and neither do we. You see, he told them, he said, "I must be about my father's business." When you break this down, the word "about" means in. So he's saying, "I must be in my father's business." Now that's anti-religious right there. Because if there's anything a religious spirit does, is keep things in secret and only those who need to know, and you never know because it's none of your business. But Jesus is saying, in the Father's world, everything is my business. I'm in his business. I have to be in his business. And the word "business" means tabernacle and presence. So listen what he's saying. He said, "Did you not know that I must be in my Father's presence?" One translation says, "Did you not know that I must be consumed in him?" Listen to me. We've been about long enough. That's right. We've been about long enough. We've sat at a distance and watched things happen to other people and watched him do other things, and we've been about long enough. But Jesus said, "I'm not going to be about, I'm going to be in. I'm going to be in your business, because what you're doing, you're going to do to me. I'm going to be in your presence, so everything that you say, I'm going to say. And everything that you do, I'm going to do. And where you go, I'm going to go. So I'm going to be in you, and you're going to be in me, and I'm going to be after you, and I'm going to be one with you." And he tells us we have the same calling. Listen. The Bible says in Psalms, the 42nd chapter, the first and the second verse, "As the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?" The Passion Translation says, "I long to drink of you, O God, drinking deeply from the streams of pleasure flowing from your presence. My longings overwhelm me for more of you. My soul thirsts, pants, and longs for the living God. I want to come and see the face of God." We don't know that. He says, "You, O God, are my appetite. My hunger is you. My thirst is you. My desire is you." Now listen. "For my soul to hunger for God. For my thirst to be for him. For my desire to be for him. Something other than my soul has to be in charge of my appetite." My soul can hunger, thirst, and desire for the things of the flesh, or my soul can hunger, thirst, and desire for the things of the spirit. It all depends which one is ruling my soul, my flesh or my spirit. So, how do you know? David said in Psalm the 23rd chapter and the 5th verse, he says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." Now, what exactly has God prepared for us and put on our table? 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, he says, here's what he's serving. Your eye hasn't seen, and your ear hasn't heard, and neither has entered into your heart. But all that God has prepared for those who love him. It sits in front of you on your table, and your enemy can only watch. He can't eat of it. He can't share it. He can't stop you. And see, that's where we are. We're sitting tonight in front of a table that we don't know what he's serving. So here's how you can tell you're fleshly. We're sitting in front of a table and we don't know what he's serving. But because we've never seen it before and never had it, we don't miss it. But if we had it and lost it, we'd miss it. But we've never had it, so we don't miss it. But if your spirit, if you haven't seen it and you haven't heard it and can't imagine what it is, but there's a rumbling in your stomach that won't let you rest at night because you know he's getting ready to set something on your table that your enemy cannot steal, that nobody can eat but you. Something inside of you causes you to be awake at night. Something inside of you causes you to worship him when nobody's worshiping. Something inside of you causes you to go after him. But that's only about 5% of Christianity. Because we're waiting to see what he gives us before we partake and before we thank him. That's a natural, fleshly encounter. But how about sitting at a table that you don't know what's there, you don't know what it is, your eyes haven't seen it, your ears haven't heard it, it's never entered in your mind, but you're hungry and thirsty so bad that you would just love to have just a little glimpse of it and just a taste of it, so you can't sleep at night, you can't stop reading the Bible, you can't stop praying, you can't stop, because there's an appetite and a hunger inside of you for something that you don't know what it is. That's kingdom. But he says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and these are the things you prepared. Now listen, there has to be an appetite in us for those things. Something has to happen in us for our soul to have an appetite for these things that God has prepared for us and placed on our table. But what has to happen for me to have an appetite for only him? He said, going forward in Psalm 23, verse 5, he said, you have anointed my head with oil and my cup overflows. The word anointed means to smear or rub in. Come here, Pastor. Come here. Come here. Here's what he says. He said, you have anointed my head with oil. Anointed means to rub and to smear in. Amen. And you've done it with oil. So you've anointed and smeared into my head oil, and oil is a representation of Holy Spirit. So it says, you have rubbed into me, anointed me, and rubbed into my head a Psalm 133 anointing that runs down from my head to my feet. And you've anointed and smeared in me Holy Spirit. Oh, listen. Don't you go anywhere. Come here. He says, you have anointed me and rubbed into me Holy Spirit. Now the next part he says, my cup runneth over. Why? What's he saying? You have God, and David was before his time. What he's saying is, you have anointed me and rubbed into me Holy Spirit. He's saying, God, you have filled me with the Holy Spirit. That's what he's saying. He's saying, you have filled me with the Holy Spirit. See, we can't comprehend that because it's Old Testament. But David was ahead of his time. So what he's saying is, in the Old Testament, before the outpouring, you have filled me with the Holy Spirit. And he says, whew, he says, Father, you have given me your appetite for you. Here's what he says. You have filled me with your Holy Spirit. And your Holy Spirit is your appetite that you've given me. So now Holy Spirit is my appetite for you. Thank you, Pastor. Now listen, listen, listen. Listen. To be hungry is a feeling of discomfort or weakness because of a lack of food of that which maintains life and growth, coupled with the desire to eat. I've been praying and I've been asking the Father. I said, I have conversations with the Holy Spirit, and I've been telling him this. I want you to be my hunger. In other words, I don't want to hunger for you, but I want you to be my hunger, and I want to hunger for what you for, and that's to be in the presence of the Father. So you be my hunger, and let me only hunger for my Father. So I don't want to eat a steak. I don't want to eat vegetables. I don't want to eat anything but you. You're the only one that'll... You're the only one that'll satisfy my appetite, because inside of me is what you smeared in me and filled me with your hunger. And now the only thing that satisfies me is to be in your presence. Thirst is a feeling of wanting or needing to drink something. So I said, Holy Spirit, be my thirst. Be my thirst. In other words, I don't want to be thirsty for you, Holy Spirit. I want you to be my thirst, that thirst for the Father. Amen. So when my mouth is dry and my spirit's dry and I'm getting dehydrated, I want it to be you inside of me that's seeking a drink from the Father. Not a Pepsi, not a Sprite, not water, not tea, not a liquid. The only thing that I'm thirsty, the only thing that'll quench my thirst is if I can get a swallow of you. Listen. Matthew 5 and 6 says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, after purity of life, they shall be filled. So here's what that tells me. My hunger is for the Father. My thirst is for the Father. So what does that tell me? He's going to fill me. He's going to fill me, and I'm coming after you. Because if what he has filled me does not want to stay inside of me. It wants to be shared. So I'm coming after you. I don't care what you look like. I don't care what you sound like. I don't care what you feel like. I don't care if you like me or not. I'm coming after you. Ephesians 5 and 18 says to be filled with the Spirit. And that word filled means over and over. He says be filled over and over with the Spirit. Be filled day in and day out with the Spirit. Be filled over and over and over and over with the Spirit till your cup runs over. How do you know your cup's full? It's running over. If it's not running over, it's not full. So you want to be full and full and full until you're every day. You see, we've been tricked into thinking the baptism of the Holy Spirit is a one-time thing. And so we put him on a shelf until we need him. I came up in the church and my pastor used to say, when's the last time you heard your Holy Ghost speak? And I said, I didn't know he's mine. I'm his. But it says to be filled over and over. Psalms 37 and 4 says, delight yourself in the Lord, be filled in the Lord, and he'll give you the desire of your heart. What he's saying is, he says, if you're filled and delighted in him, he'll put his desire for you into your heart, get you to want it, so you'll pray it back to him so he can do it. Did you hear how easy that is? We didn't come up here begging and pleading. We just delighted in him and got filled, and he took his desire for you, put it in your heart, got you to want it so you would ask him for it so he could do it. There's a man named Henry Blackaby that wanted to buy a bicycle for his son for his birthday, but his son wanted something else. So he saw a blue bicycle in the store and he bought it and put it in the closet. And he asked his son, "Wouldn't you like to have a blue bicycle?" And his son said, "Not really." He said, "Boy, if you get a blue bicycle, you'll be cool. You'll be the only one in town with a blue bicycle. And them girls will be looking at you. And then boys will be wanting a blue bicycle, but they can't get one because you'll have the only one in town. You'll have the blue." And he says, "You know what, Dad? That sounds pretty cool." So on his birthday, his dad said, "What do you want for your birthday?" He said, "A blue bicycle." He said, "Go look in the closet." That's what he wants to do. Take his desire for you, put it in your heart, get you to want it so you'll ask him for it so he can do it. So it says, "My hunger and my thirst and my desire is for him." Now listen, God has put in our hungry and thirsty hearts a desire for him, to be filled with him, to be consumed by him, to be controlled by him. After Jesus had risen from the dead, he appeared to his disciples, showed them his scars. Then in John the 20th chapter and the 22nd verse, he breathed on his disciples and he said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." That's in your Bible. Now, the word "receive" means to accept. So he said, "Accept Holy Spirit. Accept Holy Spirit because he testifies of me." So when you accept Holy Spirit who testifies of me, you're accepting me. So he says, "Receive Holy Spirit." Now listen, after he did that, in Acts the first chapter in the 4th and 5th verse, he gathered them together. He commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which he said, "You heard of from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." Now here he said, accept him. Here he said, "You're going to be baptized." So obviously, this is one encounter, and this is another encounter. They're not the same. So he says, accept him, receive him here, be baptized in him here. Why? Because here's your appetite. So listen. The day of Pentecost came, and the Bible says in Acts 2 and 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So they accepted him here. They were baptized in him here. Now listen. And it says, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Now he told them in the first chapter, "You're going to be baptized." But here in the second chapter, it says they were filled. Which were they? You see, the word "filled" means to be wholly taken possession of continuously. So when you accepted him, you took possession of him. But when you were baptized in him, he took possession of you. So to be filled is to be wholly taken possession of continuously. Filled is the result of being baptized. Listen. Listen to me. Filled. He said, "Receive Holy Spirit." When you accepted him, you took possession of him. But when you got baptized in him, he took possession of you. Now he says, if he's taken possession of you, here's what he's saying. To be baptized means to be filled. You hear me? To be baptized means to be filled. And you know what it means to be baptized? And but when you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, you're You ain't coming up. Listen to me. When you took possession of him, you put on your robe. When you got here, it became your swimming bathing suit. And here, you're filled as a result of being baptized. What does filled mean? Filled means to be filled, to be baptized is to drown. When you drown, your lungs fill up with water. When you're baptized, your lungs fill with the Spirit. In the world, you die. In the Spirit, you live continuously. Now listen, listen. In the world, when you drown, your lungs are filled with water and you die. In the Spirit, when you're baptized, you're filled, your lungs are filled with the Spirit and you live. And the Bible says in Psalms 34, 1 and 2 in the Message Bible, I bless God every chance I get. My lungs expand with His praise and I live and I breathe God. Some of you don't know that. Now, Psalms 118 and 17 says, I shall not die, but now I'm going to live and declare the works of the Lord. So now, in the power of the Holy Spirit, I'm going to get up and declare, you're healed. How do I know? Because I'm hungry. And I'm thirsty, and my desire is to see His desire, and His desire is to see you healed. But I got to be hungry and thirsty for Him that I can declare to you the wonderful works of the Lord. So I got to drown. To be baptized, filled, and to drown. To be filled with His Spirit, there are no limits. We will never be without. That's why the Bible tells us to give it all away. We can't contain it all. Giving away makes way for more. When you I'm having the time of my life. When you accept Him, you take possession of Him and you become a container. When you're baptized and He takes possession of you, you become conduit. When Paul said in Ephesians 5 and 18 to be filled with the Spirit over and over, he was not telling us what to do. He was telling us what we should allow God to do to us and in us and through us, which is to fill us with His Spirit every day. And all we have to do is just say yes. Can you say yes? Can you say yes? Can you say yes, Holy Spirit? Can you say yes, Father? Can you? Oh, stand up. Stand up, stand up. Can you say yes? Can you say yes? Can you say yes? Can you say yes? Yes, yes, yes. Sit down. Oh, how do we say yes? You say yes by praying the will of the Father, by praying in the Spirit. Jude 20 says, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. The Passion Translation says, but you, my delightfully loved one, constantly and progressively build yourself up on the foundation of your most holy faith by praying every moment of the day in the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 4 and 2 says, for he who speaks in a tongue speaks to God. In the Spirit he speaks mysteries. 1 Corinthians 14 and 5, he says, I wish you all spoke with tongues. Yeah. Romans 8, 26 and 27, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know how, what we should pray for, what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession with groaning which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, which is to make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Now here's the kicker. When When we receive Him and accept Him and take possession of Him, we start wanting Him to bless our wants. But when we get baptized in Him and He starts taking possession of us, then we start wanting what He wants. He's our hunger and our thirst. And the Bible says, Paul said, to stay this way. He said, be filled every day, over and over and over and over and over again. How do you do that? You pray in the Spirit. Ooh. And then it says, the Spirit, sometimes you don't know what to pray for, sis, or how to pray. But the Bible says, you being possessed by the Spirit and filled with the Spirit, having been baptized in the Spirit and now being filled in the Spirit every day, He said, you have a regular conversation, a regular flowing of a language, of your tongue, of your praying with Him. And sometimes you don't know how to pray. So He will pray for you and through you what the will of the Father is, because you don't know what it is. A lady came up to us in Lake City, Florida, in Lakeland, Florida. And she said she was in Jerusalem praying. And she was walking around praying in the Spirit. And this rabbi walked up to her. And he said, do you know what you're saying? And she said, I'm just praying in the Spirit. He said, you are calling all the Jews home from the south to Israel. She didn't know that. But she was praying in the Spirit, and she didn't know what to pray. But Holy Spirit knew what to pray the will of the Father. So she submitted to the Holy Spirit to allow Him to pray through her. And she prayed according to Him, the will of the Father, which was to bring the Jews from the south back home to Jerusalem. Oh! She also said she got home. And there was this man on the TV, and he kept saying, I don't know how I got in this political arena. I don't want to be in politics. I hate politics. I don't know how I got into politics. I didn't ask for politics. And the Lord stopped me and said, yes, you did. He said, when did I ever ask to be in politics? He said, all those nights you were in your closet and you were down on your knees and you were praying in the Spirit. You didn't know what my will was for you, but Holy Spirit did. And He began to pray through you, my will. But you allowing Him to pray through you, His will, my will, made you obedient. And so you were asking through Him for me to put you in politics. So I just answered your prayer and put you in politics because you asked me to. People ask us all the time, did you pray for this Bible? And we say, really? I didn't know that existed. And I looked at him and I said, are you serious? Did we ask to pray for a leak for a Bible that flowed oil? I said, no. We never asked for that. And then the Holy Spirit said, really? Remember those Monday nights for those 2 years that you would gather and pray, and you would pray in the Spirit, and you didn't know what you were praying for? What if you were praying for me to give you a Bible that flows with oil, but you didn't know what it was, but Holy Spirit knew my will for you, so you allowed Him to pray through you my will for you, and He gave you a Bible flowing with oil. Jerry, be quiet. Do you understand what you have? Do you understand who has you, that you sit in the pew beside somebody that can change the world with a prayer, that can change your family with a prayer, that can heal sickness with a prayer? Do you understand you're sitting beside a time bomb? If we knew how powerful each one of us was, we'd be sitting in each other's laps. But we didn't know it till tonight, that we are restoration. And we live restoration, and we move in restoration, and we pray in the power of the Spirit restoration, and we pray according to the will of the Father. One lady calls the Jews home to Jerusalem. Another man gets put in politics. We get a Bible. What are you going to get? Did you know, listen, that there's a difference between exposing and revealing? Listen, this is being bad. This is what being filled in the Spirit does for us. Listen to me. It's more than speaking in tongues. It's more than chill bumps. It's more than shouting. But it's a relationship that changes the world. And listen, there's a difference between exposing and revealing. Exposing means things that are secret, hiding, or brought to the light. Revelation or revealing means the truth that we don't know brought to the light. Now listen, this is the grace of God is revealing to us the truth of what is in hiding. Listen. Sometimes God exposes what is hiding so he can reveal the truth and save us from making mistakes. That's Holy Spirit. That's discernment. That's a word of knowledge. That's a word of wisdom. Sometimes he exposes what's in hiding so he can reveal the truth of what's in hiding to keep us from making mistakes. The thing is, are we possessing him or is he possessing us? If we're possessing him, we don't know the truth. And so we want what we want. But if he's possessing us and being filled all day long, then we say, God, expose the hidden and reveal the truth so that I don't mess up. Sometimes we get involved in things thinking we know the truth, but we don't. It's called deception. But God in his mercy and his grace exposes what is in hiding to reveal to us the truth to save us from destruction. Listen, can I plant right here for just a minute? There are things that look good and they sound good and they even feel good. And it looks like it's the Lord. And it sounds like it's the Lord. And because we're only possessing him, instead of him possessing us, we believe a lie. So in his grace, in filling us, he exposes the hiding and reveals the truth to keep us from messing up. You hear me? Listen. When you are not sure what the will of the Father is, pray in the Spirit. When you feel like you're going to be disappointed and hurt and crushed because things may not turn out the way you want, pray in the Spirit and allow Holy Spirit in you to pray for you and through you the will of the Father. And your umpire, according to Colossians 3:15, is peace. And the result will be Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The Passion Translation says, then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will make the answers known to you through Christ Jesus. Oh, we are living in a deceptive world. And when we've allowed deception to come into the church and it's trying to violate the kingdom and the Lord is calling, be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. I have truth I want to reveal to you. I have things I want to expose that are in hiding. And I want to reveal the truth to you. But unless you are filled, I'm telling you, I can't move. There's things that sound like truth and look like truth. I can't help it. Pastor, I can't help what I'm feeling. I can't help it, what I'm feeling. I'm telling you, there are things that are in our house. There are things, there are things that we are watching. There are things that we're involved in. And because we possess him and he doesn't possess us, it looks like and sounds like him. And he's wanting to expose it. But he can't expose it until he possesses us. And be filled every day. When he possesses us, he'll expose what's in hiding and reveal the truth about what's in hiding so that we don't face destruction. And we're afraid that it won't turn out the way we want things to turn out. So we just pray in our own language according to our wants because we possess him. But when we pray in the Spirit, him possessed about us, we pray the will of the Father. And the will of the Father is, if I'm in something, if I'm watching something, if there's something in my house that's not of you, bring it to the light. Expose it and show me the truth so I can get it out of my life, out of my house. Oh! Stand up. Stand up. I'm telling you, this is what's stopping us. This is what's stopping us from seeing a landfall, from seeing a tsunami, from seeing a tidal wave move through our congregations and heal everybody's here without us asking. It's because of the spirit of deception that's in our lives, that's in our homes. And I'm telling you, be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. You need to find a place to kneel. You need to find a place to kneel. You need to find a place to be reverent. Let the Holy Spirit reveal and expose so we can move on and see healing and see restoration.
Come on,
If the Lord's showing you something, repent. Repent. Repent and be filled with the Spirit. If the Lord's revealing something to you, repent. Repent. Repent and be filled with the Spirit. Repent, repent, and be filled with the Spirit. I'm just going to ask this. You can do it if you choose, but you don't have to. Nobody looking around. If the Lord has exposed something to you tonight that has been hiding, and He's revealed to you the truth of what it was, and you're ready to get up and admit it and repent, then I want you to stand. You're at a crossroads, and you've been brought face to face tonight with what the enemy's tried to trick you and deceive you. And the Lord in His grace has exposed it to you and shown you the truth. And He's ready to set you free and fill you with the Spirit and set you on your path. And if He's doing that, if He's done that and He's made it known to you, then I want you to stand. Joyce, will you go get that lady right there? One that's standing right there. Get her. Bring her up here. Bring her. Bring him. Everybody else, just remain where you are. Because I knew there was a remnant. Come here, sis. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Stay right here. Stand right here. Come here, darling. Sis, come here with me. Come here. Oh, Stand right here, sis. Stand in front of her, Darla. Stand in front of her. I want you to take your hand and stretch it forward. Because let me tell you what you're doing. You're imparting something that's going to bring a downpouring, that's going to heal your family and heal your bodies and save your children and restore. Because we're showing the Lord that we want Him more than we want anything else. So I want you to stretch forth your hand toward these people. And I'm going to say in the name of Jesus, Pastor, will you help me? I'm going to say in the name of Jesus, be filled with the Spirit. 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 Be filled. Be filled with the Spirit. 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 Be filled. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled. Be renewed. Be filled with the Spirit. That's it. That's it. Be filled with the Spirit. That's it. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Be baptized. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled. This is what will bring healing. This is what will bring restoration. This is what will bring salvation. This is what will bring redemption. Everything in the light, the truth, the truth, the truth, being filled with the Spirit. That's it. Come on, that's it. I hear him. Hallelujah. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit over and over and over and over and over. Be filled with the Spirit over and over and over and over and over and over. Be filled with the Spirit over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Be filled with the Spirit over and over and over and over and over. Be filled, be filled, be filled over and over and over and over and over and over. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit over and over. Be filled day in and day out. Be filled. Be filled day in and day out. Be filled day in and day out. Be filled. Be filled. Be filled over and over and over and over and over. Hallelujah. Over and over and over and over and over. Be filled. Yes. 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 Be fillable shatalabalulukusatalabaka. Be filled. Be filled. Be filled. Be filled. Be filled. Be filled with the Spirit. Every day. Every day be filled with the Spirit. Over and over and over and over and over again. Be filled. Be filled. Pray in the Spirit every moment. Oh God, let Him expose what's in hiding and reveal the truth to it. And be filled, be filled, be filled, be filled with the Spirit. 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 Be filled, be filled, be filled, be filled, be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Be filled with the Spirit every day. Over and over. Let there be such a hunger in you that you want to be your cup constantly runs over like a water fountain. Like a water fountain just constantly. You fill over. Fill running over. Running over. Running over. Running over. Be filled. Be filled. Be filled every day with the Spirit. Be filled. Be filled every day. every day, every day, every day, every day, be filled with the Spirit. 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 Raise your hands. Raise your hands and be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Be filled with the Spirit. Say that with me. Be filled with the Spirit. Say it again. Be filled with the Spirit. Say it again. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Be baptized. Be filled every day in the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled. Be filled. Be filled. Be filled. Be filled. Be filled. Be filled in the Spirit. Yes. Be filled in the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. That's it, brother. That's it. Be filled till your cup runs over. Talaboko shatalabarolo satalabaka. Poro lo si talabalalo soto de barolo satalabaka. Kibaba shatababa 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 shah.
Yitzia shana matiataba. Yamata shana. Yana matiata yata shana yatama.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I am a warrior of God.
This that we're doing tonight brings healing and restoration and redemption. This right here brings revival and awakening. This right here is what you've been praying for. This right here is what you came tonight for. This right here is what you're asking for. But doing what we're doing is what's going to bring it. Being filled with the Spirit is what's going to bring. Praying the will of the Father. Not my will, but your will. Not my will, but your will. Holy Spirit, you pray the will of the Father. I give you permission to pray the will of the Father in me and through me. I give you permission to pray the will of the Father in me and through me. Use my lips. Use my lips to pray your will, Father. Use my lips, Holy Spirit, in a language, in a word, in a sound that I don't know with a groaning, and pray the will of the Father for my life. Pray the will of the Father for this church. Pray the will of the Father for this nation. Pray the will of the Father through me, Holy Spirit, that your kingdom come and your will is done on this earth as it is in heaven. Pray, Holy Spirit, through me, the will of the Father. Hold my neck. Filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit, brother. Be filled. Be filled day in and day out. Be filled every moment of the day till your cup runs over. Be filled, be filled, be filled, be filled. Be filled, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, pray the will of the Father for his life and for his family, God, through him. Do you give him permission to do that? Yes, 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 yes. Pray the will of the Father. Pray the will of the Father. Pray the will of the Father. Hallelujah. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled, my sister, with the Spirit. Father, Holy Spirit, we give you permission to pray the will of the Father. Oh, use her lips, use her voice, use her vocal cords. And Holy Spirit, pray the will of the Father. Pray the will of the Father. Pray the will of the Father. Pray, be filled with the Spirit and pray the will of the Father. Pray the will of the Father. Pray the will of the Father. How many of you want to be prayed for and anointed with the oil? If you do, I want you to come out and stand at the edge of the pew facing this way, and you over here come stand facing this way. Just make a straight line on the. If you have to go around and start coming back up, that's fine too. Where's my praise team? Can you guys play some music? Okay, here's what we're going to do. Give me a pass right through here. Now, the Lord told me one time. He said, what seems like chaos to you is order to me. So what we're going to do is going to feel like chaos. But it's going to be the order in the hand of the Lord. I'm going to walk through here. And I'm going to anoint every single one of you with this oil. And I want you to stay right there till I tell you what I want you to do next. Amen. Just stay right there. Come here, Bubba. Come here, brother. Come here, sis. Don't go anywhere. Let him move. Let him move. Come here, brother. No, I'm sorry, buddy. Thank you, Lord. Come on. I'm coming.
The kids.
I got the kids. Yeah. Give me right here. Let me step on you.
Oh, yeah. Come here, sis. Come on, guys. There you go. Come on. There we go. I'm coming back. Let me tell you what's going to happen. No, I'll wait a minute before I tell you. A little bit. Come here, bro. Come here, sis. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Come here, brother. Yes. Come here, brother. There you go. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Come here, girls. Come here. Come here. Thank you. Let me throw out here. Thank you. Thank you, Jerry, for helping me do that. You got all this side coming down? All right, here's what I want you to do. Stay right here where you're at, facing one another. Here's what we're going to do. Now listen to me. Let me get right here. If you care. Let me get right here. The Lord told me one time, he said, what is chaos to you is order to me. And see, I used to be the revival cop. Things that looked out of order, I'd want to stop it. And the Lord told me one night, you're tying my hands and you're holding me back. Let go. I said, okay. So here's what we're going to do. The Bible says, you see, we're used to these moves where we want to get to the man or to the ministry, to the church. But he said that if you believe, he said, you'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. He said, you might get snake bit and you might drink poison, but it won't hurt you because you'll be spending your time praying in the spirit, laying hands on people and watching them recover. So here's what we're going to do. Everybody up there, can you see me? Can you hear me and see me? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to look like an anthill. We're going to start praying for one another across the aisle. And we're going to anoint. And guess what's going to happen? There's going to be miracles that are going to happen. Listen, listen, listen. There's people that are going to be healed and miracles that are going to happen. And we're going to pray for one another. And when you get up to testify, somebody's going to ask you who prayed for you. And you're going to say, I don't know. But you will be able to tell them who healed you and who restored you and who redeemed you and who delivered you. Ready? 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 Okay. I want you to start anointing and praying for one another. Go from person to person, and then we're going to see the miracles that the Lord does. And you're not going to know who prayed for you, but you're going to know who healed you. You ready? Look the person. You know, they say this in politics. Look at that person across the aisle from you. Anoint them and start praying for them. Don't worry about who they are. Come on, right now, just anoint them and start praying for them. Come on, anoint them. Move from person to person. Go from person to person. Yes, yes, yes. Listen at that sound. Yes, yes. You are his vessel. You are his child. And he is not through with you by any means. Yes and amen. Yes and amen. Yes and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, here, listen. Listen to the sound. Listen to the sound. Lord, in the name of Jesus. 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 God, in the name of Jesus. 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 Yes, 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 yes. In the name of Jesus. Oh, restoration and redemption. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Forgiveness and repentance and being filled with the Spirit. That's us. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. You're going to need those. Listen at the sound. Listen at the sound. Listen at the sound. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Listen. Listen at the sound. Listen at the sound. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the yes, 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 in the name of Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Excuse me, sissy. Hear the sound of heaven. Celebrate the presence of the Lord. Be filled with the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, this is good. Thanks. This is good, isn't it? You feel better?
Yeah. I need a God.
God bless you, sister. God bless you. God bless you.
Sound of heaven. Hallelujah. The sound of heaven.